Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masechet Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chaf Tet Amud Bet, about to begin our study of the final parak of Rosh Hashanah, Yom Tov. And the first sugya, we're going to discuss the issue of blasting the shofar on Shabbat of Rosh Hashanah. Yom Tov Rosh Hashanah Shachal Yom Shabbat. So if Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbat, Mamikta, originally they would blast the shofar in the Mikdash, aval lo b'midina, but not outside. Mishacharei b'ta Mikdash, once the Mikdash was destroyed, hitkin Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai shiyu tokin b'chol makom sheyesh bo beit din. Yochanan ben Zakkai made a takana that they should blast everywhere that there's a beit din. Amar Belazar, he disagrees with that report. Lo hitkin Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai ela b'yavne b'vadi. He said it's only where the central beit din is, which right after the Mikdash was Yavne. Amrulo echad Yavne mechad kol makom sheyesh bo beit din. So there's a response to Rabban Elazar that says not only Yavne but anywhere there's a beit din. We have to see this now as a second plus of Yerushalayim over Yavne. Four different terms of proximity. A city that can see and can hear and is close and has access to Yerushalayim. We'll see what all those mean. Took in. There they blast on Shabbat. And Yavne was only in the Beit Din itself. Okay, Menahani Mili, and the first question is, why is there even a problem or an issue of blasting the shofar on Rosh Hashanah? Amar Rabbi Levi Bar Lachma, Amar Rabbi Chama Bar Chanina. So the first approach is to see the distinction is rooted in the Torah. Ketuv Echad Omer Shabbaton Zichron Trua. In Parshat Emor, the day of Rosh Hashanah is described as a day of Zichron Trua, remembering a Trua. Ketuv Echad Omer Yom Trua Yelchem. Parshat Pinchas, it's called a day of Trua. Lo Kasha, here's how we reconcile them. Kan B'Yom Tov Shechal Yom B'Shabbat. When Yom Tov falls on Shabbat, it's to remember the Trua. Mention the Trua, but not blast. Kan B'Yom Tov Shechal Yom B'Chol. If it falls out during the week, then we actually blast. Amar Rava, Rava disagrees and says, "I midoraita mikdash echitakinan." So if midoraita, it's not a day of blasting, why would we do so in the mikdash or in Yavne? V'on halav malachayid itzarech kralimute. Plus, blasting the shofar is not inherently asur that the Torah has to tell us that we don't do it. All right, the Tanit Beis Shmuel, the very famous drasha from Shmuel's Beit Midrash, from the pasuk kol malachet avodah lo tasu, that general pasuk prohibiting malacha on Shabbat. Yatzat tkiat shofar diatapat, and that excludes tkiat shofar and pulling the bread out of the oven, which are not included as malacha. Shechokhma v'ena malacha. It's just something that needs some expertise in, but it's not a malacha. Ela amar Rav midoraita mishrashari. From the Torah, it's certainly permitted to blast the shofar, and the pasuk zichron trua is not alluding to that. Rabbanan hu degazur beit. Rabbanan made a gzeirah kederamba, as is explicated by Rabba. Everyone's obligated in shofar. Not everyone knows how to do it. The gzirah is that a person who is obligated in shofar but doesn't know how to do it is going to pick up his shofar, take it to an expert to have him show him how to blast it properly. He'll end up carrying it on Shabbat. That is, as we saw in the fourth parak of Masechet Sukkah, the reason for lulav not being taken on Shabbat. And that's the reason that we do not read Megillah on Shabbat. Now, Shabbat Mikdash Yom Yocham Zakkai, etc. Tanur Banan. Here's the background. Pamachat Chal Rosh Hashanah Liyop Shabbat. This is after the Churban, and Rosh Hashanah fell on Shabbat. Vayukol Arimit Kansin. Everybody came into Yavne for Rosh Hashanah. Amar Rabbi Yocham and Zakkai, B'nei Beteira. So Rabbi Yocham and Zakkai turned to the Gedolim of the Beit Din, B'nei Beteira. And he said, Nitka, let's blast the shofar. Amrulo Nadun. They said, let's discuss it first. Let's blast it, then we'll discuss it. So they went along with him. They blasted the shofar, and they said, okay, now we've held up our part, let's discuss it. I'm too late. Kvar nishma kerem biyavne. It's a play on words on the famous kerem biyavne. The horn has been heard in Yavne, ve'en meshivin lachar maaseh. Once it's been done, we don't discuss it and revisit it, because that, of course, delegitimizes or calls into question everything the Beit Din does, and then it became fixed. So in our Mishnah we see what looks like two opinions, but maybe three. The first opinion, that it's in any Beit Din. Rabbi Elazar says, no, the Takana was only in Yavne, and the Amrulo say, whether it's in Yavne or any Beit Din. So Amrulo Hainu Tanakama, that response sounds like the same as the Tanakama, but why mention it? It must be a third opinion. according to that third opinion, you would do it even, the Amrulo, you would do it even if there was an ad hoc Beit Din that didn't have regular hours, but three people sat together to be a Beit Din, you could blast the shofar. According to the first opinion, it would be anywhere that there was a set Beit Din. Okay, Amrulo, Achad Yavno, Achad Makom, Makom, Sheshbo Beit Din. Amar Ravuna, Ravuna throws in a three-word phrase that we're going to deal with now, which is Ve'im Beit Din. It has to be done Im Beit Din. What does that mean with the Beit Din? My Ve'im Beit Din. Bifnei Beit Din. The first read is it has to be done in the presence of the Beit Din. Lafuke Shalom Bifnei Beit Din. As opposed to being outside of the Beit Din, though we don't blast. So Meitiv Rava, Rava challenges that. The end of our Mishnah said, Ve'od Zotat HaVishalayim Yitzhar Al Yavne, a second plus of Yishalayim over Yavne, was that people in the nearby areas also blasted. So my Ve'od Zot, Ilem Mekenektani, if it's saying that, then Zot Mi Ba'ilei. It should have said, that is why Yerushalayim is greater than Yavne, or the way in which Yerushalayim is greater than Yavne, that they even blast outside of the Beit Din, if that's what the original difference was. Ela, Yerushalayim Tokin Yechidin of Yavne Ein Tokin Yechidin. The original issue is that in Yerushalayim, individuals blast the shofar on Shabbat, and in Yavne, it's only Shliach Tzibur. And then the other thing is that they also blast in the nearby villages or whatever, nearby suburbs. V'yavne ain't tokin yechidin, when in Yavne, you don't have individuals blasting. V'haki atrav Yitzchak bar Yosef amar. It's not about Shabbat. When you hear the Shliach Tzibur finish his Tkiyah in Yavne, a person could not hear it from his own ears because there was so many blasts of all the individuals. Everybody was blowing shofar in Yavne. So you see in Yavne also Yechidim blast. What does Im Beit Din mean? It means at the time. So in Yerushalayim, they would blast whether it was during the time the Beit Din was in session or not. Outside of the Beit Din, but at the time the Beit Din was in session. That's what V'im Beit Din means. So Habizman Beit Din Miatokin, Afilu Shlo Bifnei Beit Din, so that means that in Yavne they'd be outside of the Beit Din as long as during the time of the Beit Din. So lo, we'd say we reject that. We say, De'il Rishalayim Tokin Ben Bifnei Beit Din, Ben Shlo Bifnei Beit Din, Uviyavne Bifnei Beit Din, In Shlo Bifnei Beit Din lo. In Yerushalayim they would do it whether in or outside of the Beit Din, and in Yavne only in the Beit Din. Some people learned Rav Huna's comment, V'im Beit Din, as a comment on this. Tichtiv, B'yom HaKippurim Taviru Shofar B'chol Artzichem, Melameid Shekol Yachid V'yachid Chayav Litkoa. It teaches that every individual is obligated to blast on the Yovel. Amar Rav Huna is to blast. Amar Rav Huna V'im Beit Din. Im Beit Din. What does that mean? Imai V'im Beit Din. So now Bizman Beit Din. It has to be during the time of Beit Din. Lafuke shelo bisman beitin, as opposed to another time. Delo meitiv ravat ket roshanav yovel dochet hashabbat bagvulin. We have a statement that the blast on roshanah and yovel is done on Shabbat, even outside of the mikdash. Ishu veito. What does ishu veito mean? My ishu veito. Ilam ishu veito means man and woman. A woman's not even chayavet in tkiyat shofar, v'hamitzvah taseh shezman gramahu, because a time-bound mitzvah, v'hamitzvah taseh shezman gramahu, hashim p'turot, women are exempt. Ish b'veito, it doesn't mean ish uveito, it means every man in his own house, meaning, not in the presence of Beit Din, v'afilu shelo bizman Beit Din, and even not at the time of Beit Din. No, li'olam bizman Beit Din, it must be at the time of Beit Din, but in your own house. Meitiv rav sheshet shaveh, yovel roshana l'tkiyav l'vrachot. We had that earlier in the Mishnah, in the third parak, that Yovel of Yom Kippur of Yovel and Rosh Hashanah is the same for Tkiyah and Brachot, except Ela Shabbat Yovel Tokin Ben Beit Din Shekid Shabbat Achodesh. In Yovel, they'll blast it whether it's in the Beit Din that's the central one that does Kiddush Achodesh, or Ben Beit Din Shalok Kid Shabbat Achodesh, and even in a different one. V'chol Yachid Ve'Yachid Chayav Litkoa. Everybody is Chayav in Tkiyah. Rosh Hashanah lo yutokin ela Beit Din shekidshu bo tachodesh. In Rosh Hashanah, they would only do it in that central Beit Din. Ve'en kol yachid v'yachid chayav litkoa. Not every individual is chayav litkoa. My en kol yachid v'yachid chayav litkoa. What does that mean? Ilem ed v'yovel tokin yachidin Rosh Hashanah en tokin yachidin. You mean that on Rosh Hashanah, the individuals don't blast? V'hat k'yat v'yitzchak yibar Yosef Amar. The same report we already heard. Kihavi Messiah Shlicha the Tzibur Tkiyata Biyavne, when the Shlich Tzibur would finish his Tkiyah, Lo Shama Inish Kal Une Mikol Tkiyah Di Yechidoi. You couldn't hear anything because there were so many Tkiyot of every individual blasting. Elav de ilu Yovel tokin ben mizman beit abdin uben shalom mizman ditin. The difference is on Yovel they blast any time, even if it wasn't the time beitin was in session. Roshana bizman beitin in shalom mizman beitin lo. Roshana was only at the time beitin was in session. Now, k'tani miyapi yovel mizman beitin men shalom mizman beitin. So we hear that in Yovel they would blast whether it was a time beitin or not. and that's outside of Yerushalayim. Lo, the olam is man beitin. V'achiktani beYovel is man beitin tukin ben frei beitin shalom ben shalom beitin. Here's what it is. In Yovel, they would only blast during the time of beitin, but whether in front or not in front, not in the presence of the beitin. Roshana tukin is man beitin, it has to be bizman beitin, ubifnei beitin, only in the presence of the beitin. In Marnami, Amrichia bar Gamda, Amrabi Yossi ben Shaul, Amrab, Rabbi, Ein Tokin Ella calls man shebeitin yoshvin, only when beitin is actually in session, or seated. Bar Rabbi Zera, so then Rabbi Zera asked this side question, in Arula Amod v'lomadu, what if the members of the beitin said, okay, it's time to go, and they began to stand up, and they didn't stand up? Is that called zman beitin? Mahu. Beitin yoshvin bainan, do we need beitin seated, vayika, they're physically there. Maybe it needs to be during a session, valeika, the session's over. Teku, well, that's unsettled. Okay, the end of the Mishnah said, v'odzo tater shalom in tera al yavne, and had ro'ah v'shoma t'kurvav yichol alavo. What's that? Ro'ah, prat l'yoshevet benachal. As opposed to a village that might be in a ravine, and therefore isn't seen with the city. Shomad, prat l'yoshevet b'rosh ahar. As opposed to a village that may be up on top of the mountain and can't hear what's going on in Yerushalayim. Krova, prat liyoshevet chutz latchum. Krova means it has to be within the chum Shabbat. V'chola lavo, prat lemefsik lanahara, as long as there's not a river blocking the village from getting to Yerushalayim. Okay. The next Mishnah is a very famous one. Rishonah haya lulav nital mikdash shiv'am v'amdina yom echad. Originally, lulav, and this is a Mishnah we have in Sukkah, was taken for all 7 days, and in the Mikdash, and in the outside of the Mikdash only 1 day, as is the Din Da'oraita. Mishachar Beit HaMikdash, Yikubi Yechom Zakeh, Shei Lulav Nital Medina Shiva Zeichel HaMikdash. Yechom Zakeh Min HaTakana, after the Churban, that we take the Lulav all 7 days outside of the Mikdash, as a commemorate, as a remembrance of the way it was done in the Mikdash. V'shei Yom HaNef Kulo Asur. Yom HaNef means the day of the bringing of the Omer. We'll get into the details of that in a moment. So the first question is, Menalan Davdin and Zechel Mikdash. How do we know that there's any positive thing to commemorate the Mikdash? Demakra, and Yirmiyahu says, Ki ela urucha lachu mamakotayich erpa'ech nu'um Adonai ki nidacha karulach tzion hi doresh ein la. I am going to heal you. You are Tzion who has been called, rejected, and nobody is seeking you out. Michlal debay adrisha. That means people are supposed to seek it out. Seek it out by remembering what was done. Okay, Shei Yom HaNef Kulo Asur. Now, what does that mean? It means the following. There is an Isur in the Torah of Chadash. You're not allowed to eat new grains until the Omer is brought. Now, Mid Da'oraita, that means that the minute that the Omer is brought, everyone can eat new grain. Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai made a takana that the entire day of the 16th is Asur. Now, let's find out why. After all, in this first presentation, we're going to maintain that when there is a Korban HaOmer, it's the Korban HaOmer that allows us to eat grain. When there is no Korban HaOmer, it's first light, Ad Etzem HaYom HaZeh. And therefore, people are going to say, oh, last year we ate at first light, Achshav Naminecho. This year now is the Mikdash, we'll also eat at first light. V'lo Yadi D'Ishtaka Lo Avi Omer. They won't realize that because the year before there was no Omer, here Mizrachitir. It was dawn that allowed them, or sunrise that allowed them. Hashta Ika Omer, Omer Matir. Now that there's an Omer, we have to wait for the Korban HaOmer. Now, Tamiv Ne'emat, by the way, when is the Mikdash being built in this scenario? Ilema de Ivan Emeshet, so if it's built on the 16th, Arahir Mizrachitir. The sun already came up on the 16th in the morning without a Mikdash, so they were allowed to have the Omer, and the Chadash. Elo de Ivan Emeshet, must have been built on the 15th. So Michatzot Hayom Ulahalam Nishtari, so at least we should allow them to eat, the Chadash from midday on the 16th. That non, we have the Mishnah in Menachot, Arachokin, we're talking to Chatzot Hayom Halalan. However far away you may be from the Mikdash, you can eat Chadash from midday on. Why? L'fisha'en Beitin mitatzlimbo. Beitin is not lazy, and they make sure to have the Omer brought at the very latest by midday. So, lo nitzoch adi'in yuchameis v'samach l'shkiyat hachamah. Maybe it was built on the 15th at the end of the day. So very difficult for several reasons, including the issue of Yom Tov. Inami the evening of Leilu, it was built at night. So Rabbi Nachman Yitzchak, Rabbi Nachman Zakkai, Beshitat Rabbi Yehuda Amara. He said that he was following Rabbi Yehuda's shita. Or shita that Rabbi Yehuda later explicated. Rabbi Yehuda actually says that when there is no korban, you're not allowed to eat till the end of the day. Ad etzem amazem means until the day is over. Since when did Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai agree with him? We disagree. Did not. Yehuda's response to the takana that we saw in our Mishnah is, you're not allowed to eat min haTorah. So the answer is Hatam Yehuda, who the Katoi. Rabbi Yehuda was in error. He thought Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai was making a takana drabanan. They're not allowed to eat it midrabanan. Velohi, he was wrong. Midoraita kamar. He meant that now that there's no mikdash, midoraita, you can't eat it. Ah, vahayitkin ktani. But our Mishnah says itkin, which indicates a rabbinic ordinance. Ma'itkin darash v'itkin. It doesn't mean that he made an ordinance, but it just means that he darshened out the psukim and then established the proper law, which is that it may not be eaten until the end of the day. Okay, we will pause here. We will see another takana of Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai that relates back to Eidut HaChodesh and Rosh Hashanah. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.